for a full bottle of pure creatine for just $9.95. Call now, 1-800-ATHLETE. Hundreds of studies and millions of athletes have proven that creatine works to make you bigger and stronger faster. But why pay $40 when you can get a full bottle of pure creatine for less than $10? This offer won't last, so you must call now. Put the explosive power of creatine to work for you. To receive your full bottle of pure creatine, call now. 1-800-ATHLETE. That's 1-800-A-T-H-L-E-T-E. 1-800-A-T-H-L-E-T-E.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Bombings. Tsunamis. Crumbling empires. Are these mere happenings of an aimless planet or trials and judgment from God?
My eyes see what I never wanted to see. It's the end of times.
See why over 1 million social media followers have made controversial Christian evangelist Vasula Ryden's first American book, Heaven is Real, But So is Hell, number one on BarnesandNoble.com. Order now.
Meet Vasula Ryden in person March 25th at 6 p.m. at Barnes & Noble in the West County Mall.
3 out of 4 homeowners don't know where to place smoke alarms. They should be installed on every floor and near sleeping areas. Kidde Smoke Alarms. Help protect your family today.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air.
So join his partners and hear him.
There's no fun left on the
air.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
naked Chris Go Twister.
Oh boy, you can't beat that.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the March 25th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, the day after the largest single day's snowfall in St. Louis in over 100 years. Snow lovers, a round of applause for the snow if you're a snow lover. That's not many people. I don't hear a lot of clapping.
No.
That's because all the kids can't clap because they're out sledding and making snowmen and whatever they're doing, and they love it. And we did too when we were kids, but the truth is, it's a little bit late in the year.
Yes.
To be putting up with that.
Hey!
We are brought to you today by the Good Feet Stores. We're going to tell you where they're located and why you should go there. Not everybody should go there. If you don't have any pain issues, then don't go. But if you do, we have some good info for you. But first, as we all dance around doing the polka, except those in cars. That's kind of hard to do. Let me introduce a couple of people to you. First of all, our control board operator, the one, the only, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas. And if you are not hearing from your advisor, you need to call Mark and Jason because they talk to their clients every quarter. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
I can't stop my feet from dancing. Turn it up, turn it up. That's happy music, buddy. I don't care if you're a hip-hop, rap fan, country. That's a happy sound. Ladies and gentlemen, a happy guy, Dan Strauss, in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
See how happy he sounds? It's that music. He was gloom and doom a while ago, and then that music started, boom, turned him right around. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. He's happy all the time. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
No.
What?
I've heard of the happy organ. I've heard of Mr. Happy is a term.
He's asking me if I know a polka called the happy what, man?
Cheese.
Happy cheese, man. You heard
Never heard of that, no.
Oh, you made it up.
Oh.
Well, no, of course you wouldn't have heard it. When did you make it up?
He made it up 2 minutes ago.
Oh.
Well, we couldn't have heard of it. That was stupid and not funny.
The Happy Organ and Mr. Happy are kind of the same thing, aren't they?
Well, they kind of are, yeah. And there was a hit called The Happy Organ.
Ooh.
Remember that song in the 60s?
No.
Oh, it was a huge. It made the pop charts, A Happy Organ. I'll have Peon look it up. You'll recognize it as soon as they start to play it. Ladies and gentlemen, on the accordion, the clarinet, the tuba, the harmonica, the trombone, bass, drums, keyboard, Bruce Limprist and the all-boy orchestra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See me find the happy organ. I'm telling you. It was kind of like the baby elephant.
I remember hearing about
the baby elephant walk or what? The happy organ.
Dave Baby Cortez.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It was a big hit. And it's one of those, how could that have ever been a hit type songs? Cause it, yeah. Oh, yeah. Dan, I know you'll know this. Here we go.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah, that's a happy organ, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, that song was a top 40 hit.
Number one in 1959.
There you go.
Wow.
Now, this is, I'm going to put Dan to the ultimate test. This is not an easy song. It's flying by. Dan, with no rehearsal, no warning, grab the harmonica, jump in on the happy organ. Unbelievable. We keep thinking we'll trip him up.
Oh, no.
Hitting more notes again, though.
We keep thinking we're going to get him a song he can't play, and it has yet to happen.
It's kind of scary.
It has yet to happen. Thank you, Bruce.
And I haven't practiced it in a while either.
Well, you don't need to practice. When you're at your level, you can put that, it's like riding a bike. You can put that thing, I bet you could put that thing down for 40 years and pick it up and sound just like you sound right now.
I'll bet. Yeah, probably.
Yes.
I guarantee it. I guarantee it sound the same. We're brought to you by the Good Feet Stores. There are three in the St. Louis area. Why do you go there? We don't go there for shoes. And they actually have people fairly often walk in to look at shoes. It's just Good Feet. You know, there was a place called Foot Locker, and there have been other feet-type stores, and they thought, well, it's shoes. No, not shoes. You keep your own shoes. You wear your own shoes. They're going to make your life better, and they're going to eliminate some pain, hopefully. Now, I cannot make that guarantee for everybody, but I'm going to tell you, the percentage rate of success here is very impressive. And most people will go in because the pain is in their feet, plantar fasciitis, whatever. But smart people who've paid attention to what the Good Feet inserts and arch supports are all about know that the pain could be somewhere else, but it could be coming from a problem with the way you're walking or standing. It could be neck pain or back pain or headaches or leg pain. When you alter that way you're walking or standing and you take the pressure away from where you're putting excess pressure, boom, everything changes. And right there in the store, when you walk around the showroom, I call it a showroom, the store, you feel it. You just can tell this makes a tremendous difference. I don't feel the pain that I normally feel. And that's when you say how much, they tell you, and you say, wow, thank you. And you have just found one-stop pain relief. And it's happened for thousands of people. Thousands of people. I hope you're one of them. I hope that this is the answer, this is the solution, and that the surgery you were dreading, you won't have to have. The pain medicine you thought you'd have to be taking forever, you won't have to take. Hopefully the answer will be at the Good Feet store. You won't know till you go in, and you don't need an appointment to go in. There are three locations. Of course, there's a website, goodfeetstlouis.com, but just walk right in, sit right down. Baby, let your mind roll. Whatever. Yeah, whatever the words were. Wasn't that the New Minstrel Singers?
Oh, I don't know about that.
I think it was
so.
I didn't like that name, Minstrel.
No. No. They only played once a month.
Yeah. Yeah, we got another gig booked next month. Three locations of Good Feet Stores on Olive, just west of 270, across from Friday's. in South County on Union Road across from Macy's, and in Shiloh, Illinois at Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. One stop, pain relief, the Good Feet Stores. All right, got a lot to go over here today. My dad has been using a term for the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, and I never knew what he meant. And he would say, yeah, if he's not careful, somebody's going to give him the Cisco treatment.
Cisco?
Yeah, and I... my dad had to go to the hospital about 3 months ago because he sleepwalks. He got up in his sleep and he was beating a guy up. My dad's a very quiet, passive guy, but lately, as he's older, he was in a fist fight, standing up, swinging at an imaginary person in his sleep. And when I talked to him about it, I said, so you had to go to the emergency room? He said, yeah. I said, what happened? What were you doing? He said, I was giving him the Cisco treatment.
I'm like the Cisco kid?
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was like the Cisco kid. So, finally, I'm talking to him this weekend, and he mentions the Cisco treatment again. He said, yeah, he said, and I think he was talking about that guy we talked about who was the human statue, and that lunatic came up and was sticking his finger in his ear, and so the statue guy just punched him right in the face. And I mentioned that video to my dad. He said, yeah, he gave him the Cisco treatment. And I said, hey, what is this Cisco treat? What does that mean? He says, you remember, I told you what I did to that guy at the dry cleaners. And I said, well, I don't get it. He said, that was his name. His last name was Cisco. His name was something like Bud Cisco. So the story is, my dad, now, and let me just say, I actually wish we were back at a time when some loudmouth, arrogant, bully or classless, irreverent scumbag could get cold cocked by somebody, and that's just a lesson that he should have learned, and yeah. Nobody sues anybody. Like if you're in a public place and somebody says something very off-color and inappropriate in front of your grandmother or your wife or your kids, you ought to be able to just punch that guy and knock him across the room and go, hey, man, you ever do that again, and next time you're going to the hospital. And that's it. And everybody applauds, and nobody gets sued. Well, my dad did that many, many years ago. He was in his 20s, and he worked at a dry cleaner. It was called Buddy's Dry Cleaners down in a little hick town in Tennessee where I was a little bitty baby or two-year-old. And my dad had taken a job at the dry cleaners. And this guy called my dad an SOB, only son of a... He said it.
Oh.
And to my dad, that meant you're calling my mother a bitch. And I guess you are.
Well,
if you say you're a son of a bitch and your mom's a bitch. And my dad said, don't call me that again. Don't ever call me that again. And the guy says, well, what are you going to do about it if I do? My dad says, well, if you do it again, you'll see. And he said, fine, son of a bitch. And my dad hit him so hard that the dry cleaner owners, they had to take this guy to the hospital. He shattered his eye socket.
Whoa.
Broke his nose. When my dad saw him the next time, half his face was covered in bandages. And that's the Cisco treatment.
Wow.
And you know, I got to tell you something. I said, did that guy ever talk to you again? He said, oh, are you kidding? He was so nice to me. He said he was my best friend. He was the nicest guy. I said, well, yeah. And my dad said, because he knew that if he knew the results and the consequences of using that
certain
kind of
word,
language,
you
called me that. And you know, there was a time when if you were with children and you were in a public place and somebody starts effing this and effing that, you could get up and walk over and go, hey man, you need to shut up and you need to watch your language. My wife and kids. And then if the guy mouthed off again, just knock his teeth out.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I'm for that. I'm a big proponent of that. The problem is you can't do it anymore. People can't be taught the lessons they should be taught. They can't just go around hitting people for no reason, but some guys, especially guys, deserve to to have their lights put out. They just do. So that's the story of the Cisco. And that will adapt that. If we say Cisco treatment, only the hardcore true AM and the PMers will now know what the Cisco treatment is. Largest snowfall yesterday in over 100 years, and in on the Post website, STL Today, I will read you the exact quote, the verbiage, that was in the article about the snow. Now, before I read this, I want to just say to people, radio, many, many, many times people in the radio have other jobs. That's common. Dan, would you agree? Do you take a second? Well, you're a professor, for goodness sakes. That's your other job. So, with that in mind, here's the quote. On the website STL Today, and they're talking about the snow, here's what it says. Quote, there have been lots of reports of thunder snow, said forecaster John Carney of the National Weather Service.
What?
He's working for the National Weather Service.
He is?
I'm telling you, it's there on the site. I'll read it again. There have been lots of reports of thunder snow, said forecaster John Carney of the National Weather Service.
Man. Hey, crew, we've got a cold front moving in with a low pressure system. And we're going to have some ice as well.
Yes.
Sleet and ice, and even maybe black ice as well.
I digress.
Yeah, but I digress. Let's get back to our guest.
So there you have it. Now, you know, and I wondered, what else does he do? Now we know. National Weather Service. It's funny, at that job, apparently he spells his name J-O-N. He kind of changed it up a little.
Yeah.
That's his weather name.
Well, because at the Weather Service, if they go, hey, are you the guy? No. That's another guy. He spells his name with an H.
Yeah.
Now, my wife has done it again.
Uh-oh.
This weekend, we're with another couple, and we're out somewhere having a bite to eat. And the subject came up of Cracker Barrel, because I was eating some kind of green beans or something, and they were hardly even cooked. They were those healthy green beans that snap when you eat them.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I hate that. I want them boiled with a bunch of ham or bacon or something, like Cracker Barrel does them. And I said that. And my wife says, well, when they cook green beans like that, they're not good for you. And all the vitamins and nutrients are gone because they cook the death out of them.
Oh, man.
And again, in front of these people, I said, what did you say? She said, they cook the death out of them.
Yeah.
And I said, you mean they cook them to death? You know what I meant.
Yeah. Or you cook the life out of them.
Yeah, exactly. You're not cooking the death. You're cooking the life out of it.
If you cook the death out of it,
you're putting life back in it.
It's a good thing.
Oh, my goodness. And then she has this thing that she says, and I've heard other women do this. Have you ever heard a woman talking about another woman who's real small, like Susan Lucci is real small, and they'll say, oh, she's a little bitty thing.
Yes.
Or she's a tiny little thing. They call each other things.
Yeah.
That Kristen Chenoweth, is that her name?
Chenoweth.
Yeah, that little bitty woman. She'll watch her and she'll go, look at her. She's a little bitty thing. Well, let me tell you what that means. One, it's a jealousy comment because they're jealous of how tiny. These are like a size zero women. So when they go, well, she's a little bitty thing, that means I hate her guts because she's so small. But it's weird because, again, one of the big differences between men and women. Can you imagine if a guy... If I were talking about a guy who was a large, like a football player, I'd go, well, he's a great big thing.
No.
Yeah. We always say, dude, he's a big dude.
Yeah, but we don't call him a thing.
No.
She's a little bitty thing. Now, my wife and daughter have gone in together because I'm making my daughter pay her own way for things because she has a job now. And they're going to a baby shower together. So apparently, women who are having babies have a registry, like Babies R Us or something,
a
wedding.
Like
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
And so they've gone in together, and I overheard them on the phone. My daughter was calling, and my wife's cell phone was on the speaker thing, and I heard her say, can I just go ahead and get that one? And she said, yes, that's perfect. It was a stroller, and it was on sale for almost $400.
Whoa.
Now, when they hung up, I said, hold on a second. Hold it. Wait a minute. Are you kidding me? And my wife says, well, that's what a good one costs. That's what a good one costs. I said, what's so special about it? She says, well, and she tries to describe the wheels, and you go up like you could. It's a hiking stroller. It's got a name.
Oh, sure.
It's a hiking stroller. You can go hiking and take your kid. And then I learn that a lot of new moms, and she says, well, for your information, and then she names the name of somebody she knows that we know who just had a baby. She has four strollers. And I said, four strollers for what? Apparently there's a hiking stroller, there's a shopping stroller, there's another, like, go-to-the-zoo stroller. I don't know. They got all these different, it's just like shoes and bags for women. They got to have all these different, wouldn't one good, really good stroller kind of do it all?
Yeah, like an all-terrain stroller.
There you go. Yeah, for everything. Now, one other observation, and I have to share this for every guy listening, because I went into a public restroom this weekend, and it was in a convenience store. And as soon as I say this, every guy listening will go, you know what? He's right. It's kind of like that hair on the urinal. Every urinal has that hair on it. Okay.
Curly.
Yeah, curly hair. Every men's public restroom in a gas station, convenience store that I've ever been in has, honest to goodness, somebody has been in there and either carved, like keyed and scratched it into the chrome or written the word suck. Always in there.
Oh, yeah.
It is always in there. It's on the sink faucets, and it's like they took a key, and you could just barely make out. And it's gibberish, but you can only read the word suck. And it's like scratching and suck. What is that? That's always in men's rooms. I don't get it.
I don't know.
And who does that?
Oh, it's the most vulgar,
but who
racist,
does it?
I don't know.
Who are the people who scratch and scrawl?
While you're sitting on the pot, just
yeah, nothing else to do.
Scraping.
I think I'll write on the
scene.
Back of this stall door, something suck something, where nobody can read anything but the word suck.
I think that one of the sales guys here, when he goes in there, he does that.
Well, our sales staff would do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we have to repaint that bathroom all the time because of them. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
All right, so good cold weather. Get out of the cold. Go somewhere warm, joke. And it's about two St. Louis fleas. They're fleas that live in St. Louis, and they're sick. They're sick of cold weather. So they agree to go meet on the beach in Miami. They specify a date, what beach, see you there. Well, one flea from St. Louis, he gets down to the beach, and his buddy is already there. And his buddy turns around. He's laying there. He's just a flea in the sand. He looks up, and here comes his flea friend from St. Louis. And the flea friend is just shivering. He's just shaking and shivering. And his flea buddy says, what the heck happened to you? And the other flea from St. Louis says, oh, man, he says, I rode all the way down here in the mustache of a guy on a Harley. And it was so cold on that guy's mustache. Honest to goodness, that even the part of the ride as we got into the south wasn't enough to warm me up. I'm still frozen to the bone from that motorcycle ride on that and that guy's mustache as we went through those cold states up north. And his flea buddy says, oh, man, he says, look, that's the worst way to travel. A Harley rider's mustache? Look, do what I do. You go to Lambert. You kind of hang out at the cocktail lounge. When you figure out what flight attendant, pick a good, hot, good-looking flight attendant. When you find out which one's coming to Miami, you crawl up her leg. You're a flea. You can do this. She won't notice you. And you crawl up under her dress. And you hide out in that warm area, if you know what I mean. And that's how you travel down here. It's the greatest way to travel. It's a first class for fleas, the equivalent of first class. And the second flea says, all right, you know what? Next year, that's how I'm coming down here. So a year goes by. Time to meet again on the beach. Sure enough, here comes the second flea, and he's freezing, shaking, blue. He's so cold. His buddy says, what the heck? Didn't you do what I told you to do? And the second flea says, yeah, he says, I did exactly what you said. I went to Lambert. I went to the cocktail lounge. Once I heard these flight attendants talking, and one of them said, I'm going to Miami. I crawled up her leg, and I got up under her dress, and I got in a real warm, that warm, cozy place. It was so nice, so warm, I fell asleep. And he says, well, then what happened? He says, well, when I woke up, I'm back in the mustache of that guy on the Harley.
I don't get it. Hey, let's check traffic now. Airborne with Tim Weiland.
You don't get
it. I'm just kidding.
Oh, man, I'll tell you. Hey, there's not much happening on the main highways. Everything's running pretty well. On westbound 270, though, between 111 and 203, they're wrapping up that vehicle fire. It involved a tractor trailer also, so the right lane was blocked. And get a big rig tow truck out to take that thing. And then you are backed up approaching 111 there. The other thing, we have a stall that's partially blocking the ramp from eastbound 64 onto southbound 270 and getting a bit of a slow up as their folks are going through there. It's backed up onto 64. This traffic report is brought to you by Walgreens. Walgreens makes creating the perfect Easter basket easy with your favorite Easter candies, toys, and gift cards. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy. With your Golden Oak Lending Airport traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-300-4824. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on. Because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-300-4824. That's 1-800-300-4824.
For over three decades, Clery has constructed every building with pride and customer satisfaction. And although our technology has changed, our dedication to you has not. From egg storage to commercial buildings and everything in between, some companies say they build like Clery, but that's just not possible. We use materials in a process exclusive to Clery, so all of our buildings are made to last. That's why Clery provides every building with the best warranty in the business. Visit ClaryBuilding.com to get started on the right solution and the best service for you. Call 800-373-5550. That's 800-373-5550. Or stop in today and get the best price on a customized Clery building that exceeds all of your expectations. With over a 98% customer satisfaction rating, isn't it time you build it, Clery Tough?
Clery built with pride.
Build your dreams today at clarybuilding.com.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-300-6122. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-300-6122. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-300-6122. That's 1-800-300-6122. 1-800-300-6122.
Whoever came up with the saying, put your money where your mouth is, must have had some dental work done. Just a filling can cost over $100. and other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. Without dental insurance, you could be putting a lot of money where your mouth is. Fortunately, you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that can cover over 300 procedures, everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. To have a free information kit mailed directly to you, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-300-0855. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. Get coverage for less than a dollar a day and put less money where your mouth is. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-300-0855. 1-800-300-0855.
Please call me back. I'm losing hair. I don't know why. I don't know what to do. I know my friends can see it, and they don't say anything. Nobody says anything, but I'm still so embarrassed. I feel alone. My name is Anne. I need help. Please call.
If you're suffering from hair loss like Anne, treatment is available. The Karanique system contains a product with the only FDA-approved treatment clinically proven to regrow your hair. Call now to try Karanique, 1-800-500-3533. Karanique's hair regrowth treatment fights hair loss, and the Karanique system will give you thicker, fuller hair. We guarantee it. We want you to try Karanique because it will give your hair incredible volume, strength, and thickness. It even prevents breakage and helps repair damaged hair. You can have your hair and your life back. Call 1-800-500-3533 in the next 10 minutes to try Karanique. If lines are busy, please try again. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-500-3533.
It's no secret that creatine works to help men get bigger and stronger faster. And right now, you can qualify to receive a bottle of an amazing breakthrough called Pure Creatine if you can answer yes to one of the following three questions. Are you looking for a proven way to power up your body? Would you like to build more speed, endurance, and strength? How about lifting more weight and doing more reps? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you qualify for a full bottle of Pure Creatine for just $9.95. Call now, 1-800-ATHLETE. Hundreds of studies and millions of athletes have proven that creatine works to make you bigger and stronger faster. But why pay $40 when you can get a full bottle of Pure Creatine for less than $10? This offer won't last, so you must call now. Put the explosive power of creatine to work for you. To receive your full bottle of Pure Creatine, call now. 1-800-ATHLETE. That's 1-800-A-T-H-L-E-T-E. 1-800-A-T-H-L-E-T-E.
Don't miss the Dennis George Show. But wait a minute, that's me. The Dennis George Show. It's a whole new way to watch radio. We're back Sundays, 9 to 11. More fun than legally allowed here on the Big 550.
Tiny bubble. I think we need a new theme song for him, which we stick with this one. I almost think it's time for a new one.
Could be.
We need to give that some thought. We're going to Southern California, where I'm sure jealous and green with envy would be the word for this guy when he sees the snow we have to play in that he can't play in. St. Louisans playing, sliding, sledding. Not him. Sun beating down. The sun beating down on the field I see. That mule, old Rivers.
He's not in California.
Oh, that's right. Where is he?
He's supposed to be in Washington, D.C., and I have not been able to get a hold of him.
Oh, that's right, for his appearance?
Yeah, his appearance.
Oh, that's right, some station.
So he's taking money.
This is his story.
And now he's not going to be here
taking
for our
money
segment.
From another station, yet paid
for here,
to be here, but not here.
He's not here. That's weird.
Well, Mike Evans, had he been here, would be brought to you by Thompson Price.
I just talked to him.
Yeah?
And he said, I can't talk right now. I'm driving in a snowstorm right now. We're on the highway, and it's unbelievable.
Well, you know
I can't
what?
Talk.
That's payback. That's karma, buddy.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you're paid to do a segment, and then you defer, and you run off to a radio station that pays you, and you leave our listeners in the lurch. That's what happens. You get the snowstorm.
Huh.
And let me tell you, if ever there's a guy who doesn't know how to drive in the snow, Mr. Hawaii, California, love to see him driving in the snow. That would be something worth watching. He'd be brought to you by Thompson Price if he were here, but he's not here. ThompsonPrice.com is the website. We could actually take a couple of phone calls. 314-969-KTRS, toll free 888-550-KTRS. We have to get in the water business. I saw an ad this morning. I don't remember the fast food chain, but the ad said if you buy any sandwich, you get free water.
What?
I'm not kidding.
Wow.
That's a good deal.
Yeah.
You get free water.
A free bottled water?
Well, yeah, and it showed their bottle.
Oh. I was going to say, just, you can get a cup of water for free.
Let me just tell
anywhere.
You something, though.
Yeah.
I promise you, it's their tap water in their bottle. Okay. Most bottled water is tap water. I think most people know that by now. It's run through a reverse osmosis filter, but it didn't come from some artesian spring or some well. It came from the tap. And it's run through a filter, the same filter I have at my house, and you can put one in too, and that's it. Bottled water. For, get a sandwich, get water. But I saw this this profile on, I guess it was 60 Minutes, on 50 Cent, the rapper.
Yes, I saw that.
This guy puts money into vitamin water. You've all seen vitamin water. It's a nice, pretty, lightly colored. It comes in different colors. And he sells his shares. They're bought out by Pepsi or Coke or somebody. He makes $60 million. And it's a product that's a joke. I saw a big expose on vitamin water. There's not enough of any kind of vitamin in there to do anybody any good. It's just colored, slightly sweetened water. We got to get in the water. But fruit-flavored water, all these different kinds of... Whoever would have thought? We got to find a water.
What yeah, that's they, the new one. I have to see.
What have they not done that we could do? Coffee-flavored water for people who like coffee? Is there a coffee water? It got to be. There's everything else. A couple of quick calls. Talk to Dennis. Dennis, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Frank. How about you guys?
We're doing great. Thank you. What's up?
Normally, you give out really good advice, but a couple months ago, you gave out some advice that I've been really irritated with lately.
All right, let's have it.
You told me to check, or you told your listeners that they might want to check out a TV show with Kevin Bacon called The Following.
I love it.
I did not need to get hooked on another TV show.
Mm.
I put that thing on the DVR, and I don't even wait for it to get over, and I'm already watching it because I can't stand to wait the next week.
Man.
No, it's one of the, I'm telling you, it's one of those that when it's over, your reaction is, oh.
The writers of that show must just be having a blast writing that stuff.
And you know what? It actually is sort of the same show every time. I don't even know why I like it so much, because it's a frustrating show. It doesn't seem to really ever accomplish anything.
Right, except for kill a few people.
Yeah, that's true. If you like seeing people get whacked, this is the show. No, I absolutely love it. And let me tell you something else. It's a Fox show, I believe. And to be a network, a mainstream network show, buddy, it's about as graphic and close to the edge as you can get. They did a real good job of giving it an HBO kind of feel. Don't you agree?
Oh, I agree with that 100%.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Would you also agree that, and anybody thinking about watching it now, no, you need to take it from the first episode. You need to, you can't jump in the middle.
No, there's no way you could jump into it tonight, I think it's, or was it on last night?
Tonight. If it were last night, I would have recorded it or seen it.
Right.
If it's not on my DVR, then it's on tonight.
Right. You can't, there's no way you can jump in now and try to figure it out. You'd be lost. You'd have to wait till the season comes out on DVD.
Now, before you get away, let me just suggest something to you. Did you ever see Taking Chance, the movie with Kevin Bacon?
Uh-huh.
You did see it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Get it. It's called Taking Chance. It's an absolutely tremendous movie. About him escorting the body of a fallen soldier home. Get a Kleenex.
Oh, okay.
Get a Kleenex ready. Holy cow, is it good.
All right.
I'll do that. Thank you, Dennis.
Yeah, not a problem. Thank you very much.
All right. Let's. Can we get Matthew in here?
Yeah.
We got time. Matthew, how are you?
Hello. AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, Frank, a couple of weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken, you were having trouble remembering the number of days in the months of the year?
No, I don't have any trouble at all. I use that little piece of poetry.
Well, I got a little trick that's even easier, unless you want to go through the time of repeating that poem.
I'd rather have an easier way. What do you have?
Use the peaks and valleys of your knuckles.
Hmm. Okay, how's
Make
that work?
Make a fist, turn it away from yourself,
okay.
And just start counting across your knuckles.
I'm not sure I know how this works.
Oh, like in the middle, like January is like...
January is a peak, so it's 31.
Yeah.
Okay. Small is February. And it goes from there. And once you get over to July, you just bounce right back and start again. July and August both have 31.
Did you think of this on your own?
No, I think of a very wise teacher.
I think I've heard this before.
Like in grade school, I think.
That's one of those Roy G. Biv type things.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. And you don't have to.
I wonder why it's so weird that September, October, November, and December translate to the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th month.
Yeah, that is weird. Why is that?
Old ancient Rome, the year began more wisely in March, and when Julius Caesar named a month in his own honor, he snatched a day off the end of the year, put it on his month of July. Augustus did the same thing. That's why we got short February.
What, are you like a teacher?
No, not at all. I just...
Scholar?
Interested.
You're smart. You're very smart.
Oh,
how about,
well, hey,
how about
just,
a round of applause for the...
It might be easier for you using your knuckles to figure out 31 or 30.
Well, plus you don't have to have people hear you say that dumb poem. So,
yeah.
Ah, right on.
All right, Matthew,
hey,
good tip.
Thank you so much. I never thought I'd actually get on. I really enjoy you guys.
Well, try again anytime. We'd love to have you.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Thank you. I've never heard a guy sound more grateful.
No.
For me,
yeah.
It's like he was really thankful that he was on here.
He was.
Imagine that. I'd take more calls if we had time, but we don't, because I have to tell you something. This and the good news for the folks at the Associated Physicians Group is that this big golf expo that they're sponsoring, thank goodness it wasn't this past weekend. You imagine? Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's the 30th of March, which is this coming Saturday. And by the way, most of this junk will be gone and melted by then. The good news is I think Thursday is supposed to hit about 50 or something. But it doesn't matter. This is a Stone Wolf golf course, and they were from the beginning prepared. They can have the same golf, health, and fitness expo, indoors, outdoors, both, doesn't matter. Nothing about it is going to suffer because of any kind of weather. This is at Stone Wolf Golf Course in Illinois, and it's APG Pain Management and Physical Therapy. They've joined together to present this 2013 Golf Health Fitness Expo. They have pros there from the PGA, and they're going to analyze and discuss your swing. That golf is something that I enjoy being out there, but I know I've just never really tried to be good, and I don't know that I'll ever try to be good. But some people do want to get better, and they want to know what they're doing wrong, and there'll be people there to help you with that. They're going to have big discounts in the pro shop at Stone Wolf. The Associated Physicians Group Pain Management Physical Therapy team is going to be there. They got great health advice from a Mayo Clinic trained pain management doctor, physical therapist, a chiropractor, massage therapist, weight loss consultant, an optometrist. I mean, the whole schmear, as Otto Schultz of WIBV in Belleville used to say years ago when he had a show. Personal trainer be on hand. There are going to be prizes and contests, food and refreshments. Check this. You go, well, that must cost $200. No. $20 at the door, and that's it. If you registered early by yesterday, you got a $10. So what? $20. That's a lot of stuff for $20. Oh, and you folks who registered early, congratulations, because you're in it for the drawing for the Nike Victory Red driver. This looks like not only fun, but something that's very informative and could be very helpful to you, and a way to realize it actually is spring. A golf Health and Fitness Expo, and it's all because of the folks at Associated Pain Management. Associated Pain Management. We'll talk more about what they do and how well they do it and where they do it over in Illinois another time. You can feel free to look up everything about them and what they do to make people's lives a lot better if you go to frankopinion.com and click sponsors, and everything's alphabetical. You'll see them there, Associated Pain Management. Check it out. Read about it. You'll be glad you did. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and bail out of this thing on the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's see how the highways are looking right now with Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Dan. The highways are wide open. We are looking at the Chain of Brocks Bridge right now, east and westbound 70. There's no delays anywhere. They've cleared that tractor trailer that was on fire earlier between 111 and 203 on eastbound westbound 270. So things are running well there. Also, they are working with that stall. It's partially blocking a left lane on east, but the ramp from eastbound 64 to southbound 270. This traffic report brought to you by Walgreens. Walgreens makes creating the perfect Easter basket easy with your favorite Easter candies, toys, and gift cards. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it. Cars.com has all the tools you need for stress-free shopping, so you can get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama. Live and local. This is your official severe weather station. The Big 550.
KTRS.
Depend on it.
We're taking our show on the road, and PM Barbecue is moving down the road. You've heard all about the award-winning barbecue at PM Barbecue. Come taste it for yourself. There is this queso dip that they've created at PM Barbecue. You stop by, eat it with some chips. You tell me in person if you are not blown away. PM Barbecue, the new location, Edison and Long. And the Kilcoin Show will be there this Thursday from noon to 3, the Martin Kilcoin Show, live at the new location for PM Barbecue. We'll see you on Thursday.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
Well, I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Thank you for being with us. This has been, I think it's the best day we've ever had on radio. It's my personal opinion. We'll try to make it even better tomorrow. Please be with us if you would. Till then, have a great Monday evening, everybody. 6 o'clock at the Big 550.